WTAW News Time is 5 after 7, 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A recent request to hold a craft beer and music festival in Northgate on the parking lot owned by the City of College Station generated a staff study that was discussed at the last city council meeting. The council directed staff to draft a policy for closing the lot for special events and to contact all Northgate businesses for their opinion. City Manager Kelly Templin told the council the policy could not restrict who could use the Northgate lot based on free speech, something that was recently an issue at Wolfpin Creek.
This artist has a very troubled past and likes to profess violence against police officers and in rather vivid fashion. And we were happy that eventually this individual decided to go elsewhere.
Members of the Northgate District Association support using the lot except during peak hours, which includes Texas A&M home football game days and Thursday through Saturday nights after 10. Saturday night after the bars closed in Northgate, a confrontation resulted in a stabbing that led to an arrest. The unidentified victim was treated and released from a local hospital for a wound to the chest. 23-year-old Jorge Puente Jr. of Bryan was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Police did not disclose if the two knew each other. This took place on Church in front of the Northgate Promenade. A Bryan man awaiting trial on charges for forging two checks belonging to an elderly victim is now accused of two vehicle burglaries.
Bryan police used witness reports and home security video to identify 18-year-old Bryant Lisenby. The vehicles are located on Archer Circle and Colony Place Drive. A Navasota man was arrested by Texas A&M police for stealing a bicycle last month that was locked outside the West Campus garage. UPD's arrest report states 47-year-old Robert Reyes has sold at least 43 bicycles at pawn stores this year. Two of them were reported stolen from the campus. A woman seen with Reyes on campus video has not been arrested. A Bryan man who was stopped at a red light and asked a Bryan police officer about the city's noise ordinance landed in jail. 18-year-old Ellis Van Sickle was arrested for illegal possession of a .40-caliber handgun with two magazines containing 25 rounds, along with having a personal use quantity of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. According to the arrest report, the officer pulled over Van Sickle for not having a vehicle registration sticker. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A recent nationwide survey of the best burritos led to the discovery that corporate officials at Freebirds removed all references on its website to its roots in College Station more than 20 years ago. That did not sit well at our sister station, Candy 95, and the morning candy team of Frito and Katie. They and candy listeners contacted Freebirds corporate officials, who are now based in Austin, to make the necessary changes.
We did it. We did it. We called them on their self-loathing ways, trying to get all better than College Station, trying to get all better than where they were from, and they realized it, and they made a change.
Went
as you can
roots.
See on Freebirds.com, College Station is now credited as the home of Freebirds, and as a peace offering, the barbecue burrito has been re-added to the menu.
You can read the email reply from Freebirds and their new website reference to Aggieland on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 9 after 7. It's 73 degrees. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Win a new car or a scholarship.
Sign up at AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com.
Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, above the rest. Find Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Good morning. It's 7:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure controls the weather, leading to some sunshine. Today, a few clouds here and there. Temperatures up close to 95 this afternoon. We're partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partly sunny tomorrow with a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm during the day. Highs tomorrow, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows 70 to 75. Sunshine for Wednesday, maybe an isolated thunderstorm and a high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a bit with the high school football season underway. We'll get you caught up for what you may have missed on Friday. And you can find out if you just can't wait by going to BrazosFootball.com. AU football is less than a week away. We've got more on that. A&M soccer starts off a perfect 4-0. More from Major League Baseball and Deflategate to boot. All coming up at about 7:50.
Mom and dad in England claim their 9-year-old boy is being stalked by a flying saucer. Okay. Unidentified parents say when their son first told them that he was being followed by the alien craft, they didn't believe him. Then he showed them video evidence. The kid reportedly filmed a strange flying object following him around on multiple occasions. In the clips, the bizarre craft is seen flying around, changing direction, vanishing in midair. Parents took the videos to so-called UFO experts for validation. One of the experts claims the video is proof that extraterrestrials are routinely following children and camouflaging themselves from adults. They have a cloaking device that makes them invisible when grown-ups see them. See?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's for the children. Just saying. It's for the children.
Oy.
I know. Speaking of which, I saw this picture over the weekend. I didn't know exactly what it was, and I finally found the story about it. I don't know how you guys are with heights.
I'm okay.
Yeah. See, I mean,
being
as tall as I am. Yeah, that's right.
You got to get used to it.
That's right. You had a little different view of the world.
Right.
I'm okay at 30,000 feet. I'm all right with all that stuff. At 30 feet, not so good.
Okay.
At 300 feet, really not good. But
the glass floor, like in CN Tower, didn't do it for you?
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, I did that. That was a little odd. I mean, I did stand on it for about 15 seconds. I went, I'm really uncomfortable with this, because there are other people standing there. We may all just fall to our deaths together. But I mean, we didn't. But
because you see that in the news all the time.
But actually, yeah. But actually, more if you're in a situation where, you know, it's just like you and a rail between, you know, what could happen. And so
One of our morning show mates up here has to walk against the wall. We're on the fifth floor of the building.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
standing close to that railing, just she can't do it.
Hello.
Yeah.
Good morning. Hey. Supernatural goodness.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It may not be that. It is right now, but it's likely to change. The slogan that was going to be used, I think, to talk about Bryan College Station. I don't know. Maybe they'll keep it. We'll know more about that by the end of next month. But anyway, did you see the picture of the guy on top of the wind turbine thing?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Now, you get what I'm talking about here?
Yes.
Those big
yeah,
white whirly things that go around.
Right.
Okay? All right. Picture of him up there. A Benedictine monk who works at a private Rhode Island school, discovered finding solitude 175 feet in the air. Brother Joseph Byron, recently relaxing atop the Portsmouth Abbey School's wind turbine, as he apparently often does, when a drone zoomed in. Video taken by the drone, owned by a Californian who was on vacation, saw him sprawled across the turbine's flat surface, with views of the bay in the background. Footage was posted online this week.
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, does that make your ankles
oh,
weak?
Oh,
does that make your
God.
Ankles weak? I mean, I looked at that this morning and went, oh, no, 175 feet up, and there's no railing. I mean, he's
yeah,
just up there.
He's just up there.
I don't know how
Ooh.
He got there to begin with, but
well,
still.
Well, it looks like a trap door of something. There must be
okay,
a
that's
stair,
a hell of a ladder.
A stairwell,
okay,
yeah,
something.
Inside.
Yeah, just saying. Anyway, says that he climbs the turbine, which was installed in 2006, because he enjoys the view. Woo!
Oh, man.
Lots of different people around. That's one of them who can climb up and do that.
I don't know if that's called a habit. I know that's what nuns wear. I was kind of expecting that. I'm a little disappointed.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no.
When you say monk, I want the brown robe.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't think he's up. I don't think he's up there doing his druid thing, whatever. Got a little baby Stonehenge, and he's got all that happening. So,
baby Stonehenge.
You know how government officials think they're different.
Sure.
Maybe better, think they're different. Don't think there's any doubt that everybody knows that the state of California is having some drought problems, like for the last 4 years. And I got a story, let's see, someplace. I got, I had some celebrities who were, we'll find it later. So, like three celebrities who were busted for watering when they weren't supposed to, okay? So, it's a big deal up there, okay,
sure.
Out there. It's a big deal.
Right.
They, that's all right. That has not stopped, apparently, Los Angeles County supervisors, who I believe would be similar to, like, county commissioners, okay, from having their cars washed two or three times a week. The multiple weekly car washes carried on despite the governor's admonitions to Californians to take shorter showers, stop watering their lawns, and the mayor of Los Angeles doing this Save the Drop campaign. The five supervisors can either collect a car allowance or have the county buy them a vehicle, which is washed, maintained, and kept fueled at taxpayer expense. The Daily News determined through public service records that two of the supervisors have their SUVs washed by county workers an average of twice a week, and another one has theirs cleaned three times a week. They said that to actually increase the frequency of their car washes after the governor called for the statewide mandatory restrictions.
Wow.
Yeah. Why not? Anyway, they named them. We don't know who they are, so it's not that important. You see, unlike many commercial car washes in California, the county facilities do not even use recirculated water. They just let it run. Supervisors declined to answer questions when asked about their car washing habits.
Of course they did.
Yeah, because after all, they're different and special. Right. The air guitar world championships were over the weekend.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
In Finland?
It was, yes. Kirill Your Daddy Blumken...
Brown...
No, it's too good. Blumenkrantz. That's it. Kirill Blumenkrantz. Beat out Matt Aristotle Burns from U.S. America to take first place in a field of 30 competitors, which was held in Finland.
It's always held in Finland. Yeah,
it's Oulu, Finland, held over the weekend, with an electric guitar, a real guitar's first prize, which is pretty cool. It is. Third place went to Michael Operation Rock, Lovely, and the reigning champion, which was Nanami Seven Nagura from Japan, finished fourth. Seven national champions automatically qualified for the finals. It's kind of like NASCAR. Tournament organizers said the purpose of the air guitar championships is to promote world peace. According to the ideology of the air guitar, wars would end, climate change would stop, and all bad things would disappear if all the people of the world played the air guitar. That's why the whole universe is invited to play the air guitar for the world peace and end of competition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got that going on for you. Hey, just as a little aside, we didn't talk about this earlier this morning. You know, I don't know if you've heard, but there's some discussion about maybe putting together some sort of a deal with Iran having to do with nuclear development and all that. And, you know, how we found out the Iranians said, well, we'll check it for you. You don't have to worry about that. Over the weekend, apparently, the president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, said that, well, he's not going to do anything that would weaken Iran's military. In fact, it will remain as strong as ever. With regards to our defensive capability, we do not and will not receive any limitations. So, letting you know about that. just so you know, in case you cared about that.
Should I go?
Yeah, I know, yeah. Just saying, though.
I mean, did that sound real?
Yeah. Very nice. But as a matter of fact, just that's the way that they're looking at it. Over the week, was it Monday of last week, Facebook achieved a milestone? 1 billion users on a single day?
Holy cow. Wow.
A billion. Mark Zuckerberg posted on his Facebook page last Wednesday, yes, Monday, 1 in 7 people on Earth used Facebook to connect with their family and friends.
Wow.
A more open and connected world is a better world, brings stronger relationships. Yeah. Anyway, a billion people. In the mean, yeah, I mean, that's a pretty stunning number. And I guess that's no duplication. That's a billion individuals?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Anyway, 720. With that in mind, did you see that Apple is going to make it easier for you to block ads?
Yes, I saw
it. I heard about this.
Now, this is not making people very, I mean, well, people in the ad business are not happy, but the rest of us kind of like this idea. I mean, you remember when it was just pop-up ads? That was all there was, and now, I don't know, you roll your mouse anywhere near something, and it'll start the ad. And then the ad will run. You can't stop it. It's not a static ad. So it is a little bit annoying. But they're saying that the next version of Apple's mobile operating system, which is probably out next month, will let users install apps that prevent ads from appearing in its Safari browser, putting such ad blockers within the reach of hundreds of millions of iPhone and iPad users, obviously threatening to disrupt the annual mobile marketing business, which is apparently right now worth $70 billion, where many publishers and tech firms hope to generate more revenue from a growing mobile audience. If fewer users see the ads, obviously that's going to be less money. They're not going to like that. The other thing the Wall Street Journal says is that the move is probably a competitive weapon against Google, which makes more money from internet advertising than any other company in the world. So you got those two big giants out there battling. And, you know, who among us probably would not like to see fewer ads, right? You mean you get annoyed by it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So Apple describes the apps as content blocking because they can prevent the images or other parts of the web page from actually loading as well as advertising. Apple says it won't allow ad blocking within apps because the ads that are inside the apps don't compromise the performance of the browser. We'll see. We'll see that. Hey, bring more money back to radio. We like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yay.
Okay. Listen to the radio.
That's exactly what we want you to do. A Chinese businesswoman waited 8 years before getting surgery to alleviate a twitching eyelid due to her belief that the condition was a sign of good luck.
Oh.
Different.
Have you ever had your eyelid twitch?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Ooh.
I think when you're tired. I've
yes,
done that, yeah.
Or I think I've made caffeine him overdose. That's what I've had.
Oh, well.
A few too many trips to Starbucks in like a study session back in college.
When you started, both eyes, just one?
Just
what?
One. Okay. Just one. And I Googled it because it started worrying me. But lack of sleep, which was okay. Obvious being in college.
Right.
And then, or too much caffeine intake was another. So it was like both double whammy.
And who knows, with this lady, maybe that was the case. She said that her eyelid began twitching 8 years ago during a business meeting, and something she saw as a good sign because business got better. And a twitch in my left eye signaled fortune, one in my right eye signaled misfortune. But the condition worsened. 6 months later, she began experiencing nerve spasms in her mouth and on the left side of her face. Did a little acupuncture thing. That failed to solve the problem. Finally visited a hospital where doctors found a blood vessel that was putting pressure on her facial nerve, causing that. So now, she's just going to have to go out there and make it on her own without her good luck eye twitch.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills, too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik and Carrier for your indoor comfort, and we'll show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient Carrier, we'll give you cash back for your old equipment. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 92626.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Coal Banker, Agtown Realtors, above the rest. Find Coal Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder for you to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season on 88.5 FM. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
ServPro of the Brazos Valley, Strata Auto Repair, Kelly Bird Dozer, and Intech Pest Management.
Listen to St. Joseph Eagles football on 88.5 FM. Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Good morning. It's 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, all right, here we go. Look for a high temperature today, probably around 93 or so. Chance of some showers at about 20%. It'll be after 1 o'clock, otherwise partly sunny. Then tonight, about 72 with a 20% chance of rain in the evenings. Tomorrow, only 91, kind of cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, so we'll keep our fingers crossed there. And we'll probably be in the lower 70s actually all week long. And the high temperatures probably won't get above about 93 or 94, so starting to kind of tamp down the heat a little bit, which is a nice thing. Winds right now to the southeast at 5, 90% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're at 73.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A frequent complaint from education reformers is that it's almost impossible to fire teachers who have tenure, especially in public schools. In New Jersey, they might have a point. Arnold Anderson teaches elementary school at Roosevelt School in New Brunswick. It's a public school, and he's been on the job for 15 years. His on-time performance is dismal. Over the past 2 years, he's been late for work 111 times. This year, he was late 46 times before the end of March. So the school district fired him, or rather they tried to. The case went to arbitration. Mr. Anderson, who earns over $90,000 a year, presented a two-pronged defense. First, that the quality of his teaching outweighed his tardiness. Secondly, he argued that being late for work doesn't even merit disciplinary action. The arbitrator decided Mr. Anderson should be allowed to keep his job, even though he did not present a credible reason for being late. Now, it turns out the school district never gave Anderson a 90-day period to correct his behavior, so he'll stay on suspension without pay until January. Now, in this age of hypersensitivity, let me point out that this isn't an indictment on all teachers. There is no war on teachers. It's not even a war on teachers who can't make it to school on time. But one thing for sure, if most of you showed up late for work over 100 times, you would be looking for work.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime high traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 1515. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 1515. That's readyforfresh.com, code 1515.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
At AAMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AAMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AAMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30, 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. It's been 20 years since the city of College Station purchased the property that is now the Northgate Promenade and parking lot. Something that was common in the early days, closing the lot for special events, is under consideration by the city council. James Benham, who reminisced about his days working at the North by Northgate festivals, says the district, which includes multiple apartment complexes that are the home of thousands of college students, has the same potential as downtown Bryan.
First Friday has been critical for downtown Bryan continuing to accelerate and take off. I cannot express to you how critical having regular events in downtown Bryan has been for the growth and development of that district and tax generation in that district.
When the council discussed developing a policy limiting how the closed parking lot could be used, City Manager Kelly Templin brought up the First Amendment.
That First Amendment cuts both ways. So whether it's a tent revival or quilting or somebody that is, you know, wants to violently overthrow the government of the United States, we cannot discriminate, and sometimes the public doesn't understand that.
The council directed staff to direct a proposed policy after contacting all Northgate businesses for their opinion. There was a stabbing in front of the Northgate Promenade on Church Saturday night after the bars closed. The victim was treated and released from a local hospital for a wound to the chest. A Bryan man, 23-year-old Jorge Puente Jr., was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. College Station police did not disclose if the two knew each other or what caused a confrontation that led to the stabbing. College Station police report what started as a $150 shoplifting at the Macy's store Saturday afternoon resulted in the arrest of a Bryan woman for robbery. That's after 53-year-old Mary Ann Jones is accused of punching a mail store employee in the midsection. According to online jail records, Jones was released from jail July 1st after serving 30 days for two prior thefts and driving with an invalid license. Jail records also show it's her fifth arrest in the last year. College Station police assisted the city's electric department, catching someone who was accused of tampering with a meter to restore power to his home.
34-year-old Casey Irvin's out of jail on bond following his arrest for criminal mischief. According to the arrest report, Irvin admitted to removing the block, which was installed July 22nd for nonpayment, because he needed power. An air compressor was being used as someone else was doing cabinet work. College Station Utilities employee was at the home to remove the meter. A Bryan motorcyclist told a DPS trooper he did not know he was supposed to pull over because he had his mirrors tucked in. According to the arrest report, 23-year-old Carlos Salazar Hevert also said he was going as fast as 135 miles an hour on the freeway as the trooper saw him recklessly weave in and out of traffic. Pursuit ended with a crash on the southbound service road as the biker attempted a right turn on Fitch. He hit the right rear tire and fender of an SUV. He was wearing a helmet and was not injured. The arrest report also stated Salazar's numerous active suspensions and jail records show he has previous convictions for driving with an invalid license. College Station police arrested a man who's accused of impersonating a maintenance worker at a local apartment complex. According to the arrest report, 32-year-old Julian Allen of College Station was issued a criminal trespass warning last March to not return to the cottages. The person who contacted police said they also saw Allen enter apartments, but no burglar reports have been made. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
More than 20 years ago, a couple of roommates in College Station brought a California burrito restaurant to town. Along the way, the roommates sold Freebirds to a corporation and moved the home office to Austin. When it was recently discovered that Freebirds website removed all references to College Station, it did not sit well with our sister station, Candy 95's morning team of Frito and Katie.
Freebirds has denied their roots.
Freebirds done us dirty.
Oh, wow. That cuts me right to the core. That really does. That cuts deep. That's a deep pain. So many days. We used to take off from school. We used to have our teacher drive us to Freebirds because we were just all being brats and we really would like burritos. It was like our thing. I mean, we grew up with Freebirds.
With the assistance of Candy 95 listeners, changes were made on Freebirds website.
Created in California back in 1987, Freebirds later became a favorite in Aggieland, better known as College Station, Texas.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can see Freebird's reference to Aggieland and their email to Frito and Katie. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 72 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Coal Banker, Agtown Realtors, above the rest. Find Coal Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Get 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. 13 grand! You may have noticed all the hot pink plates driving around town. That means someone just saved thousands at College Station Ford Lincoln. And you can save 13 grand on 2015 F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. And if that's not good enough, get 0% for 72 months on all new 2015 Fords, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Find out more at collegestationford.com. Huge truck sales this summer have earned us extra trucks from the factory, along with extra incentives. 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s only at College Station Ford Lincoln. Plus, all F-150s come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Take a free ride today with 0% for 72 months at College Station Ford Lincoln. collegestationford.com.
Good morning. It's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. That's Wilton's Furniture, Supplies, and so much more.
High pressure controls the weather, leading to some sunshine today. A few clouds here and there. Temperatures up close to 95 this afternoon. We're partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partly sunny tomorrow with a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm during the day. Highs tomorrow, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows 70 to 75. Sunshine for Wednesday, maybe an isolated thunderstorm and a high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Sometimes after a great Friday night occasion, you see that with young teams.
That's Phil Stevenson, the associate head coach for A&M Soccer. Ladies won on Friday and again on Sunday, but it was a little closer. We'll have more on that. A&M football's geared up and ready to go for Game 1 this weekend. Little League World Series and more on Deflategate, all coming up in sports in about 12 minutes or so.
So it's 7:38. I didn't know apparently today is the day that we get the local rollout of the ice cream.
Oh, Bluebell's back.
Yeah, that's what they say.
It's actually really good.
Well, what does that mean?
What do you mean it's really good?
No, we'll talk about that in a minute. What's going on, man?
Okay, so this is the vigil is coming to an end, hopefully, here at our local shopatorium with three letters.
Okay, and you're where? You're south of town? Is that one out there?
I am south of town.
Yeah.
Perched upon the hilltop, waiting for the truck to pull up.
All right, so how many people are standing there?
there's enough that get, the line comes out of frozen foods past the florist and produce out to the little seasonal area out by the front door.
All right, so now, because I've been in the shopatorium, I'll shop there sometimes. I mean, if I go in and I want to make a left there in front of the donuts, do I have to break through people or something?
You have to break through people. You do. There's a lot of people. Some of them brought poster boards.
Did they?
So they're, you know, it's kind of busy there.
Are you inside the store?
I left the store.
Oh, yeah, you're outside watching this
now. To come out. Well, I took pictures, but I didn't want to be photographed as someone who doesn't have any self-control.
So, right. Okay, so now, but if the truck comes in from the back, how are you going to know?
You know, I might just have to wait. I may hang around here a little longer. You know, kind of like when you're stalking a cute girl you like, you drive by to her house a couple times.
Uh-huh.
So I might just drive by to see.
Oh, yeah, that's not creepy.
What time did you get there?
I got here about 15, 20 minutes ago.
All right. So now, what are you going to do with the ice cream once you get it?
Bathe. Probably, and I might eat a little bit of it too.
All right, may I ask, do you live alone?
I do not live alone.
Okay, are you going to have to share?
I do have to share. I have right. two kids, and I did find a woman that accepted my advance.
When you drove by her house and
after stalking, she hung around.
Okay.
Took pictures and all that. Well, okay, well, good luck, Godspeed, and thanks for reporting in this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Yeah, our sister station stopped by, and there were people waiting in line at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Or they started selling at 6 a.m.
He's supposed to come in and see me in a minute. We'll see.
I've had some ice cream already, though.
You guys.
Yeah. What kind was it?
The vanilla.
I think it's just vanilla and chocolate are the only ones.
Okay. Well, homemade vanilla is still one of my favorites.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know, they were releasing different flavors like all of last week and maybe the week before, but I had just seen vanilla and chocolate.
See, now, what's the price? See, what's the price? What are they charging for this?
People don't care.
Well, I know. That's my point. Is I don't, you know.
I don't know.
There's a long list of first world problems out there.
Yes.
We may add one to this. Here's what I want to know is what's Frito's a local, okay? He went to school here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So where did he go to school that he had a teacher that they could annoy that would take him?
That drove him to Freebirds. I was thinking the same thing when I read that story.
Oh, really?
What class was that?
Well, it may prove exactly how annoying he was as a child.
True.
It could be that. I mean, in my world, if we'd have said, you know, take me to the creamery to get the ice cream that they had over there or whatever, you know, my teacher would have looked at me and went, yeah, fine, that's what you have parents for. I don't know. Interesting. All right, so let's say that you're a big, you know, we've talked before about state of Illinois having big time problems when it comes to their finances. I mean, they don't have it together at all. State budget is really in the tank. Well, apparently, since there is no state budget agreement between these the two houses there, 2 months into the new fiscal year, the state of Illinois has no authority for the state to cut checks over $25,000. So what happened is last month, Susan Rick, who lives in Oglesby, Illinois, she and her boyfriend won $250,000 in the lottery, and the state won't cut them a check. How's that work out?
Yeah.
I mean,
that would be a problem for me.
Yes. And so Steve Rossi, who is a spokesperson for the state lottery, said, well, we're no different than any other state agency affected by the budget situation. You know what? That's not an acceptable answer.
No.
I mean, I think that's something to get somewhat annoyed about.
And I'm guessing there's people in Chicago that could probably fix that problem.
Well, maybe, but maybe not. So, I mean, I'm not sure. Would you, it's like Drake walked by like he was lost. Would you go grab him and he can tell us his little story about the ice cream?
Hang on.
I mean, I thought he knew
Drake walks around a lot.
I know,
like,
but I thought
lost.
He knew this was our studio. I didn't think it was that difficult that he would not know that.
I mean, we're the one that hasn't moved.
That's right. So
in a while.
You want to put on some cans and act like you're on the radio.
Ever.
Yeah. I don't know.
Act like you do this every once in a while.
Exactly. All right. So, you're there. That's cool. All right. So Drake here from Maverick. You got ice cream this morning, actually?
Oh, yeah. I had to go get some ice cream.
Actually, I saw Drake yesterday. We were at the same shopatorium. I wasn't looking for
groceries, but I mean for ice cream. But all right, so how did this happen?
So I woke up first thing this morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna stop by H-E-B. It's right there on the way. Okay. You know, easy
this
way
is the
to
one
go.
At Texas and Holloman. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
And I do, and I see these girls as I'm pulling in. I see this group of girls, like five girls. They've already got a Yeti cooler with them, and they are walking
they
inside
do.
Of H-E-B.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know what they're here for.
Yeah.
And so I pull up, and I'm live streaming the whole thing, videoing it. Okay. And as I walk in, they're already sitting there. And I'm like, so y'all just wanted to wake up? They're like, yeah, we, you know, today's the first day of school. We had nothing else to do. Figured we'd just wake up early and do this. Uh-huh. And they're like, you want to wait with us? I was like, no, I got to get to work. They're like, do you want us to bring you some? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
They knew you were like a radio dude or what?
Yeah, I sported a Maverick shirt today.
Oh, I got you. Because he was hoping for a free half.
That's how Drake introduces himself.
Like, hi,
I'm Madam Drake. I'm on Maverick 100.9. Have you heard of me?
Exactly. Don't I deserve free ice cream? Okay, so, and then they did.
And they did. They called back up here. They said it was going to be opening up at 6. They got it actually about 10 minutes early, about 5:50. And as they were leaving, they said that they were pretty much already sold out, and they did bring it up here. So, you know, we had them on the air, played them a couple of songs, and had a good time with them.
Wow. Okay. So maybe they're already out. My question is, what if they had an 8 o'clock class and, you know, the ice cream wasn't there yet? I think they'd miss
there
that
was
first
day one
class.
Girl who had a 9 o'clock class, and, like, she went home and took a nap, and then she's getting ready to go.
They're going
to
OD on a sugar high from their first Bluebell. All right. So there. Okay. So the country music station here gets the ice cream. We didn't.
And if y'all, well, we'll share. I mean, we're not stingy.
We'd much prefer to whine and beg until we get our own.
Yeah.
Are you ready to take your diabetes management to the next level? Put the ContourNex meter to the test and challenge your meter. The ContourNex meter makes testing easy and highly accurate with close to lab level results. And J.D. Power ranked Bayer's portfolio of meters highest in customer satisfaction with blood glucose meters. So take the challenge. Go to ContourNextChallenge.com, get a free meter, and enter to win free test strips. Find Contour Next at your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Parents, if you have adult children, let's talk about boundaries. Now, you might expect me to say something about your children having boundaries with you, like moving out of your basement or paying their own expenses. But sometimes parents are too involved in the lives of their adult children, and it's the parents who need better boundaries. I've got 2 teenagers, and I can already see my tendency to overparent when I need to begin to cut them loose and let them make decisions. It's a common problem. The empty nest can be a huge adjustment. But now that your children are on their own, it's time to respect them as equals and allow them to find their own way through life. That doesn't mean you can't help your adult child, but you should probably ask first if they want your help, and be careful that your assistance doesn't become a way to control your child's choices. Offering financial help but expecting something in return isn't a gift. It's subtle manipulation. Another good boundary is to give advice only when it's requested. That is tough. If your adult children have not asked for your opinion, at least get their permission before you share it. Unsolicited advice is usually not well received, and it won't draw you closer together. A close relationship between you and your adult children is a good thing, but it can only be healthy if you respect them as adults by giving them freedom and sticking to appropriate boundaries. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Find a relaxed position to let go of the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk 4 sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When news breaks, he's there at the heart of the story.
There is no better way to show you the scope of our lead story than from the air.
Feeding is the word we're taking right now. It is, in fact, the taste of freedom.
When lives change, he's there to listen.
You want your child to be able to walk outside and feel safe and feel like they're important.
When it really matters, you can depend on him.
It's a lot to try and understand here and much to learn.
NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Tina of Navasota. It is 7:50. Well, week one is in the books for high school football, and the College Station Cougars came out of the blocks with a bang, blanking Rosenberg Terry 45-0, and Consol exploded into the 2015 season as well.
Second down, seven. One single setback, man in motion on a jet sweep. Tyree with a block at the 20, the 15, 10, 5, and welcome to the season. Tyree Merchant, touchdown Consol. The Tigers on the board first.
The Tigers hammered Coppers Cove 51-14. Bryan got nipped by Montgomery 14-10. Rudder fell to Colleen Shoemaker 28-10. St. Joe's bumped Central Texas Christian 27-22. Cypress Christian shut down Brazos Christian 28-0. And the defending Class 4A state champion Navasota Rattlers beat the team from Mexico, Nuevo León, 49-12. Aggie football is less than a week away. The guys head to Houston for the college kickoff at NRG Stadium against the Arizona State Sun Devils. Pre-game scheduled for 5. Kickoff is at 6. And all the action, of course, is live right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. So far, A&M soccer is a perfect 4-0. They knocked off UC Irvine Friday 4-0. And then last night, the ladies beat Florida Atlantic 2-0. Associate head coach Phil Stevenson said the ladies were a little sluggish early, though.
It was a great second half performance. I didn't think we had the quality in the first half. Our game is built on playing after our intensity, and our quality after that intensity wasn't there. Sometimes after a great Friday night occasion, you see that with young teams. That's what we have here.
The Maroon White have to gear up for a huge challenge this Friday as the Aggies, who are number 4 in the country, head to Tallahassee for the number 1 Florida State Seminoles. That game starts at 6. The final day of action at the 15th IAAF World Track and Field Championships resulted in a pair of 4x400-meter relay medals for Aggies competing in China. In total, A&M athletes registered 4 silver medal performances this past week, with Shamir Little in the 400 hurdles, Fabrice LaPierre in the long jump, Dion Lindor in the 4x4, and Jessica Beard in the 4x400-meter relay as well. In JUCO football, Blinn College knocked off Texas A&T 38-3. Little League World Series saw Tokyo, Japan. They won the Little League World Series Sunday, pounding out 22 hits and overcoming an 8-run first-inning deficit to beat Lewisberry, Pennsylvania 18-11. By the way, Pearland won the consolation game against Mexico 6-4. In NFL preseason action, Tony Romo had 2 touchdown passes. Dez Bryant sat out the game, and the Cowboys lost to Minnesota 28-14. The Texans dominated their first road appearance of 2015 in the preseason, knocking off the New Orleans Saints 27-13. The Texans and Cowboys will play their last exhibition game against one another. That game is Thursday at Jerry World. They'll kick it off at 7. We'll keep it in the NFL for just a minute as the New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell are expected in court after failing to settle the, quote, Deflategate scandal. Both sides are to appear before a federal court judge in Manhattan for a status conference. In Major League Baseball, Irvin Santana struck out 10 to earn his first win as a Minnesota Twin, surviving a ninth-inning rally where Houston put 5 on the board. The Stros fell to the Twinkies 7-5. Seattle's in Houston tonight. They'll start that one off at 7:10. Derek Holland threw a three-hitter for his eighth career shutout to lead the Rangers over the Baltimore Orioles 6-0. Following the game, Elvis Andrus was pleased to get the sweep of the O's.
You know, it was a team effort. We were aggressive early, those three games, and I think that was the key for us. We scored first, and our pitchers gave us the opportunity to, you know, feel comfortable.
The Texans hit the road tonight. They'll be in San Diego for a 9-10 start. As things go right now in the AL West, the Houston Astros are in the lead, but just three games back, the Rangers have closed the distance, and Rangers have three games in hand over third place Los Angeles. Scott Dixon captured his fourth IndyCar championship by winning the season finale Sunday, which had double points, and snatched the title away from Juan Pablo Montoya. They actually tied. Dixon won on the tiebreaker, which is number of races won. In the PGA, Jason Day powered and putted his way to another blowout win against a class field at the Barclays. Fresh off his first major PGA championship, Day pulled away with an 8-under-62 for a six-shot win. And finally, the U.S. Open begins its two-week run today in New York in the final Grand Slam event of this tennis season. Serena Williams, who's chasing her first-ever Grand Slam since Steffi Graf had done it back in 1988. Williams opens tonight against Vydalia Dyachenko of Russia. And that's going to do it for sports. We've got a brand-new sponsor now, and it's Team of Navasota. Mike Vivaldi's the guy that runs the joint, and he's in with us this morning. So tell me a little something about yourself. Let everybody know about you.
Being in the car dealership, I work a lot.
Of course.
Trying to get acclimated to the kids' schedule. My little boy plays football for the Raiders.
Awesome.
I'm actually assistant coach this year, so that'll be interesting.
have you ever done that before?
No, I have not. and I don't really know a whole lot about coaching.
He says peewee football. I guess not. You guys are down in Navasota, so that's big time football as well.
It is. We actually live here in South College Station. Our dealership's there in Navasota. My father-in-law actually is the head coach there at Bryan High, so.
Well, before we run out of time, I know you wanted to do a deal of the day. So what's our deal of the day, man?
We got a 2011 Dodge Journey, the SXT package, and you can get it for $85.88.
All right, man. To find out more, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys or come look?
Just go to teamofnavasota.com.
And that's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier and get a tune-up for your air conditioning system and save $61 when you call this week. Safety check by factory-trained technicians. Our exclusive tune-up will restore your system to factory-fresh condition. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, we proudly feature Carrier as a Carrier factory-authorized dealer and service all makes and models. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Good morning. Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Next half hour, pricing secrets at Target, Walmart, and Sam's.
Ooh. Dun, dun, dun.
That's right. Stuff that you'll learn. A couple of interesting things in sports. Brian Harmon shot two holes in one yesterday at the Barclays. First time in the FedEx Series, third time in PGA history. Two hole-in-ones on one round.
That's crazy.
How did that happen?
I mean, that does one hole-in-one is crazy enough.
But two of them. Anyway, he finished at 2 under par. And, you know, you mentioned the U.S. Open.